Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world, and a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is, we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we sure got the hottest host.
Yeah.
So, let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let go.
Hey. Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Where you at?
Land.
Where you at?
Family.
Where you at?
Your.
Where you at?
Yeah.
Monstrous Radio.
What's good, everybody? Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio Live. It's Friday night. You know how we do it. We get y'all ready for the weekend while y'all getting dressed. You might be shining up the whip, getting your sexy mixtape together for when you make it home with somebody tonight. But whatever it is, you dig, tonight, we're going to get y'all ready on a Friday Night Live. I'm just DJ E Monster. And we also got Miss Unbelievable. How you doing tonight, Mama? Hello.
Hey, what's good? What's good? What's good?
What up? What up? Just trying to get everybody for the weekend. You know what I mean? Some people don't put in their whole 40 hours. Some of y'all don't put in 52 hours. I'm just saying. And they're ready to unwind. So, you know, we're going to help them get that thing in order. So, what's some of the things we're going to be on tonight, Mama?
Well, you know, we always got the who's bumping who's getting fat. And we got the around the world with Miss Unbelievable. And you know, we always got you hitting up the spots of where you can go. And ooh, the hottest of the hottest of what gear you can wear as you go out in this weather. And then, you know, whatever that's hot on our minds and hot for you to do.
All right. So that's what it is, y'all. Stick with us. Y'all know the number, 424-243-9649. You can listen while you're on the go. Don't press one tonight because we're not opening the lines. We're just going to rock it out. So, all right, check it out. This ain't new, but this will help you get ready to go out and kick it. This right here is Nerd, Rihanna, Lemon. It's the remix, Action Jackson remix.
Me.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. What?
Let's
Wait
get it. Wait a minute.
What?
Wait a minute. Hey,
wait a minute.
Let's get it. Let's go, y'all. Friday Night Live.
Wait a minute.
Wait a minute.
Wait a minute.
Wait a minute.
Nigga, the babe run by.
Wait a minute.
Tell the paparazzi get the lens right.
Wait a minute.
Got the window down top on lie.
Wait a minute.
Got the hazard on, only going side.
Wait a minute. You can catch me.
Bouncing around.
You are now in the Monster Mix with DJ E Monster on Monster's
Radio Live.
Wait a minute.
Got the hazard on the doom fire.
Wait a minute.
You can catch me
bouncing around,
around, bouncing around, bouncing, bouncing around, bouncing around, bouncing, bouncing around, bouncing around, bouncing, bouncing around, bouncing around, bouncing.
I'ma be an icon chillin'. Un icono que siempre se colazo. Por eso con el éxito mi caso. No quiero que me hables de fracaso. Tú ponme lo que quieras que yo arraso.
I'm just an icon living. Start a record label, Misfits just did it. Whoa. Interview, cover 5 minutes. Whoa. We are too hot in the business. Whoa. I'm going straight to the top with the crew. We should just chill and maybe take it slow. But we get up there with nowhere to go. And we can chill and just look at the view. Woo! Damn. Load a yellow rose into a rifle. Ooh. Me and Nicky about to go psycho.
Psycho.
Put 100,000 in the Bible.
Bible.
Damn. Wait. Go keep dance like Michael. Michael. Man, this nigga on like a light bulb. Light bulb. Oh, we're out of Cuddy in a Tyco.
Damn.
About to make a movie independent.
Ooh.
Need new trucks independent.
Ooh.
I need you to listen to the vision.
Ooh.
All your verses tell like dirty dishes.
Ooh.
I'm about to clean them in the kitchen.
Ooh.
And we making money by the minute.
Ooh.
I'm about to do a way different. I am just an icon living.
I am just an icon living. Living. I, icon living.
Woo.
Yeah, you are now tuned in to Monsters Radio Live, Global Radio. We have an international presence. If you'd like to get your music in our Monster mixes, let us know at monsterusradio@gmail.com. Get it? The IM is unbelievable. Let's go back over here and check in with this Monsterous Radio weather report. What's the weather tonight going on around the world in our little Monsterous hotspot? And hopefully people will hit a spot near you.
Okay, I think we hitting all the G-spots tonight in this weather. I'm serious, all the G-spots. When I mean G-spots, I mean good. Ah! Kansas City is 63.
Damn, I thought you were talking about the other ones. I have my patent pen ready.
Yeah, I bet you was with the lip flicking and everything. But Kansas City, like I said, is 63. Los Angeles, 87. Phoenix is 84, San Juan is 82, Phoenix is 84, and Dallas is 60 with light rain, New York is 61, Atlanta is 68, Paris is 56, London is 50, and Minneapolis is sitting at a lovely 59, y'all. And when I say it's hitting a G-spot real good, it's hitting a G-spot real good. And I'm talking about the weather, y'all. That is Miss Unbelievable around the world. Weather report, there you go.
Oh, okay. Now it's the Miss Unbelievable. It's supposed to be the Monsters Radio weather report. But okay, we going to make it short. Oh, whatever.
I'm just saying.
Let it do what it
I
do.
I made it mine. Because I'm just, you know, Miss Unbelievable like that. Don't hate. It's Monsters Radio. This is where I be. This is where you can find me every day through the week, 7 or 8 o'clock,
okay.
Monsters Radio. Yeah. Let's go. Let's get
okay.
it. Let's do this.
All right. And if you'd like to sponsor her Monsters Radio weather report, let us know or it'll be gone by Monday.
yes, sponsor me, y'all. Sponsor me. $5, $2, $3, it all goes into the pot. Don't play. We'll take food stamps as well. Because he likes to eat.
So what else we got going on tonight? What we got in this entertainment news?
Okay, you know, in the entertainment news, it always get good and spicy. What do we have? Oh, let me look. Who we got here? We got some Riri, some Victor Cruz, some Floyd, some Arson, and that's a short night tonight, but that's what we got. That's what we got.
Okay. Why? Right, well, let's jump back into some more music so we can get over here to that who's bumping, who's getting fat. It's always a juicy segment. So check it out. You know how people always be like, oh, my mom, oh, my dad, oh, my this, oh, my that, right? That's what the little youngins be saying, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's a new one. This right here is OG Grip featuring Cookie Monroe, Minnesota Fastest Car. Oh, baby. That's how we doing it now.
On baby. Hey, I like that. On baby. Let's get it.
My face on a PL that checks don't clear. And I put that on baby. Screaming, fuck you, baby, what I've been on lately. And I put that on baby. Always keep a clock and I love it like a love. And I put that on baby. Like it or not, you gon' catch it to the top. And I put that on baby. And I put that on baby. And I put that on baby. And I put that on baby.
Tell that they never pay dues. Lucky lefty, but a nigga alright. Y'all niggas can't win, cause a nigga won't lose. Hell yeah, I've been in this mall all damn day, trying to find me something that'll match these truths. Them Versace's look real damn nice. That's 1200 on them shoes. You know I got that bang on me. I'm the first killer that I trust. Whole squad in here just lurking, wishing that somebody run up. Everybody wanna be a hitter, but these new ass hitters ain't got no aim. So this baby's getting popped, grandmother's getting killed. Yeah, the shit done changed. You niggas
ain't squad. Fuckers ain't plugged with the mob. Don't get co-signed by OG. No, y'all ain't on your job. Too concerned with the next man pocket. Can't focus on getting your cash. So you thinking that that nigga's a target. But he thinking about killing your ass. Big homie don't play game. Rich nigga, he been had change. Been took that, chopped that, flipped that, caught that case. Didn't sense no change. On me, I ain't take no plug. Run off, I just get my own. Won't see me in no club. Let his ass in titties and they about to get shown. On me.
My face for the PL, the check don't clear. Girl, fuck you, pay me what I've been doing lately. And I put that on pay. Always keep a clock and I love her like a love. And I put that on pay. Like it or not, you gon' catch it to the top.
Get your ass rolled in the mud. Me and my team in the flood. On the G, on Crip, on blood. Get superhero love in the hood. But still keep a chop in my skull. Playing worldwide with the strip. And I ain't no slouch to the kitchen. If I say I'ma hit him, I'ma hit him. Point blank mission, no miss. Hit him, miss, but no miss. Slow hand on night, no kick. My neck, my wrist, they click. You keep asking questions, you fish. Bad yellow bitch with a stick. Smelling like a pound, but I'm looking like a brick. Whole hood cheering cause the nigga got a hit. Price went up to been paying for the dick. BT and I won't stop scoring. NB me jumped out my porn. These hypergrams ain't never been worn. With some thick like she hopped out of porn. My shooters got shooters. Real block barracudas. Fans watching my computers. Nigga, where the Dutch poops? All my shooters got shooters. Real block barracudas. Fans watching my computer. Nigga, what a Dutch Ruger, what a Dutch Ruger.
My face for the PL, the check don't clear. And I put that on pay. Girl, fuck you, pay me what I've been on lately. And I put that on pay. Always keep a clock and I love her like a love. And I put that on pay. Like it or not, you gon' catch it to the top.
Okay, tonight I need a double shot on baby. This is 100. It's called Curry Sauce. Let's see. I think we got a couple more to go, and then we open up the line.
Yeah. Yeah.
Independent music with a roar. Friday Night Live. E Monster. And it's unbelievable.
Curry Sauce. Curry Sauce. Whippin' out the ball, and my phone stay jumpin', nigga, I don't miss a call. My team, we full of champions, we beat niggas that they say we ain't better than. I'm shooting at three, you holla LB, I got me a ring, I'm whippin' that sauce. Curry sauce, I be whippin' curry sauce, I'm whippin' that sauce. Curry sauce, I be whippin' curry sauce, I'm whippin'
that sauce. Come on, do your whippin' dance, Monster and Slave.
I'm whipping that sauce. 7 days straight, nigga, I boss. I can't even gaze when it comes to that sauce. I don't get tired, bitch, that's your loss. I'm in that kitchen, I'm whipping that Pyrex. 1500 niggas, you die next. Niggas working on that fed check. I'm a country nigga leaving with rednecks. Keep the fiends coming back like what's next. Whip game like Curry War, tatted on my chest. Whip game better than mine, boy, then you know you're blessed. Better mean that shit, boy, say it with your chest. Got a 50 round drum, about to leave a mess. Lead two to your body, yeah, one in your head. That's a 3-point shot, call me Steph Curry when I'm with the pot. Cause I'm whipping, 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 whipping with the sauce. Curry sauce. I be whipping cause I ball, and my phone stay jumping, nigga, I don't miss a call. My team, we full of champions, we beat niggas that they say we ain't better than. I'm shooting at three, you holla LB, I got me a ring, I'm whipping that sauce. Curry sauce, I be whipping curry sauce, I'm whipping that sauce. Curry sauce, I be whipping curry sauce. Whipping and whipping.
watch how the word light comes. Every gonna need a bigger pot for the summer. 100 rounds draw them in the trunk for you dummies. Got a lot of ink, a lot of tats on my stomach. Hit the carrot sauce and you better not bum it. Got 3 phones, hell on, I'm jumping. 3-point line, that bitch on fire. Think I won't shoot it, you a motherfucking liar. Started from the bottom, never been this high. I call it just like I see it. Straight down the middle, no sideways. No black and grays, no hallways. You in good hand like all say. 7-inch of bear, 454 in it. Pocket, pocket, body, Maserati in the black Bentley. Can't see inside when the cypher sits in it. I can see you, you just can't see who win it. Yeah. Posted up by the mailbox. 5-0 staring at me like a cell rock. Nah, bro, I'm just trying to check my mailbox. Packages coming in, then we ship them out. Curry sauce, I be whipping cause I bought. And my phone stay jumping, nigga, I don't miss a call.
My team, we full of champions. We beat niggas that they say we ain't better than.
I'm shooting at 3, you holla LB. I got me a ring, I'm whipping that sauce.
Curry sauce, I be whipping curry sauce.
I'm whipping that sauce.
Curry sauce, I be whipping curry sauce.
I'm whipping that sauce.
Curry sauce, I be whipping curry sauce.
Yeah, okay. Tonight, our online presence is joking. It was like, we can't call him, but can we still make a request? I'm like, hell yeah. This is Fat Talk. This is my DJ. We'll be real close to open up the lines right
check
after
it,
this. She
gon' shake it for the DJ. Bust it open for the DJ. Fell in love with the DJ. Time to keep that shit on replay. Set the club up, no replay. With that trick like I'm DJ. Ain't no fucking with my DJ. Ain't no fucking with my DJ. She gon' shake it for the DJ. Bust it open for the DJ. Fell in love with the DJ. Time to keep that shit on replay. Set the club up, no replay. With that trick like I'm DJ. Ain't no fucking with my DJ. Yeah, nigga, that's my DJ. Ain't no play around with my DJ. Bitch, take it shit with my DJ. He might not make it to the ER. Nigga had to shut down the fluid. How the fuck a nigga say it made me? How the fuck a nigga say it made me? I don't give a fuck if you don't like it. Fuck the bullshit, it's a crime. All you do is shuffle, you on DJ. Been breaking shit with my DJ. Now all these hoes on my DJ. So she gon' throw that ass on replay, replay. She gon' be a thot for the DJ. Just to get a nigga on replay. We gon' take it straight to the back. Run a little bit like a relay, relay.
She gon' shake it for the DJ. Bust it open for the DJ. Fell in love with the DJ. Time to keep that shit on replay.
Set the club up, no replay. With that trick like I'm DJ. Ain't no fucking with my DJ. Yeah, nigga, that's my DJ.
She gon' shake it for the DJ.
Bust it open for the DJ. Fell in love with the DJ. Time to keep that shit on replay. Set the club up, no replay. With that trick like I'm DJ. Ain't no fucking with my DJ. Yeah, nigga, that's my DJ.
Shake it, bring it back.
Second verse sound like a strip club. Money kind of sound when you backing up. Do you know how to sign it to the club up? How you throw that ass, you might just to the club up. Fuck your dance, I'ma interrupt. I'm just trying to fucking bust a little nut. Tell the DJ to light it up. Security, we don't give a fuck. All eyes on the DJ. Everybody wanna take a puss. She gon' be a thot for the DJ. Just to get a nigga on replay. We gon' take her straight to the back. Run a little bitch like a relay.
Open for the DJ, fell in love with the DJ. Time to keep that shit on replay.
To the club, but no replay. Check the trick like I'm DJ. Ain't no fucking with my DJ. Yeah, nigga, that's my DJ.
She gon' shake it for the DJ. Bust it open for the DJ.
She gon' shake it for the DJ. Bust it open for the DJ.
She gon' shake it for the DJ. Bust it open for the DJ.
She gon' shake it for the DJ. Bust it open for the DJ. Check it, bring it back. Check it, bring it back.
Here at Monstrous Radio, we got a new product sponsor called Smack in the Mouth Bubblegum. Yeah, that's right, Smack in the Mouth Bubblegum. I know it's wintertime, but you ever met somebody breath so stink that they snot stink? I mean breath so bad that it make you stop breathing. Smell like they've been chewing on double butt hubba bubba bubble gum. Breath so bad that they thought stink. Be like, ooh, did you fart? No, shut up, your breath stink. So next time you meet somebody like that, get them some Smack in the Mouth bubble gum. That's right, Smack in the Mouth bubble gum. Now available at the Quick Quick Pick Me Out and Rob Me Corner Store. Blunts three for a dollar, but that's six on EBD.
Hey, hey, Monstrous Radio, it's me, Katja aus Hamburg, Germany. Und ich wollte euch nur mal eben mitteilen, dass ich mir jeden Abend eure Show anhöre, denn ihr bringt mich einfach nur gut drauf. Immer die feinste Music, jeden Tag neue Themen und verdammt gute Conversations. Ganz großes Lob an euch, I'm the biggest fan. So, it is what it is, and E-Monster, I already know you understood everything I said. Keep doing your thing.
Yeah, Monstrous Radio. Looks like I got a little bit of time to waste. I thought I was going to make it through, but I didn't make it. So we're about to get to this Who's Bumping Who and Who's Getting Fat, also known as the Gossip Lifestyle. But I got one more song to play, and this one here is by my request. Ladies, I know y'all be like a lot of men are dogs and all this other stuff, but it's timing. Everything in life comes to timing. There comes a time in a life where a man says, I'm hanging up my jersey. This is PNB Rock, Ty Dolla $ign. It's called Hanging Up My Jersey. This right here goes out to all the fellas that's trying to be real now, to all you ladies. Yeah, Friday Night Live. We changing the groove a little bit, but you gonna like it. Rock with me, knock with me, groove with me. My
I'm just giving it 100,
Friday Night Live.
I need a bad bitch who's loyal and ain't too mixy for me. I need a real chick with no filter on and no makeup, cause I done been around the world, fucked a bunch of girls. Yeah, they thought they cuffed and shit, but they all be with the shit. Yeah, I done been around the world, fucked a bunch of girls, but now I'm in a different space. Tired of all these bitches in my bed. So shorty, will you act cause I'm around? I'm hanging on my jersey for you. When I find you, I'ma knock you down, 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 down. Right now, I'm right down my side of town. I'm high as hell, you fly as hell. You hold me down, I'ma hold you down too. I kill the one, this is the way I really want it. But I'ma run it up regardless of hell you in. Better, that's the truth. Right now, I'm right down my side of town. I'm high as hell, you fly as hell. You hold me down, I'ma hold you down. Cause I done been around the world, fucked a lot of girls. Yeah, they talk that cup and shit, but it's still be with the shit. Yeah, I done been around the world, fucked a bunch of girls, but now I'm in a different space. Tell all these bitches in my bed. So shorty, will you act cause I'm around,
yeah.
I'm hanging on my jersey for you. When I find you, I'ma knock you down, 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 down.
I don't really wanna do nothing. Back then, I ain't do cuffing. I was really on some savage shit. I was there looking for the baddest bitch. Once I hit it, I was dashing quick. Fucking duck, I'm out of master it. Now I'm feeling like I changed now. See the girl that be my main now. So where you been? Cause I'm looking for you. Got some plans and they all for you. I got bands and they all for you. Real nigga, I'm just trying to spoil you. Yeah, I want your sex, but I know it's more to you. Fuck your ex, girl, I could do more for you. I'm so tired of chasing these hoes. Can't wait to call someone my own.
Right now, I'm right down my side of town. I'm high as hell, you fly as hell. You hold me down, I'ma hold you down
too. So, yeah.
I kill the one, this is the way I really want it. But I'ma run it up regardless of hell you in. Better, that's the truth. Right now, I'm right down my side of town. I'm high as hell, you fly as
Yeah, Monsters Radio with that international feel. Friday Night Live, getting y'all ready for the weekend. We know y'all getting y'all face together, getting your hair right, shining up the whip, cleaning up your shoes, your kicks, whatever it is, but you're doing it right now with DJ E Monster. It's unbelievable. The IMS lady, what's going on with this? Who's bumping who and who's getting fat? Seeing that I had to drag it out there a little bit, but we made it. We made it.
Yeah. Houston, we made it. All right. Yes. Okay. But it was a great pull out. I mean, I'm just saying, you put it in and you put it out real good. So you guys know that election time is coming up, for all around the world, right? Well, in different places. So, a lot of people have yard signs on their yard. Come on. I don't know why this ain't. Police suspects arson at a Minneapolis house fire. Black Lives Matter sign part of the blaze. So a pre-dawn house fire in Minneapolis was deliberately set, and police suspect that Black Lives Matter and Paul Wellstone signs in the midst of the blaze could reveal a motive, a neighborhood leader said. The fire in the 600 block of 6th Street drew firefighters around 6 a.m. Monday, according to the executive director of Mercy Homes Association. The vestibule inside the front door was severely damaged, and the wooden beams inside the front door were scorched, said an email sent Wednesday night to Star and Tribune. The purpose of the crime used gasoline as an accelerant. They were saying that the person who lives in the house was not home and believes the arsonists have motive by the Black Lives Matter and Wellstone signs that were on the property and part of the fire set to the front door. The residents' suspicions were supported by police at Tuesday's association meeting. Yard signs are sometimes stolen or tampered with in election season. Arson is significantly more troubling crime. To set a home on fire and yard signs with gasoline is alarming. Police says a witness reported seeing a person running away from the scene. We are sure of the person set the fire, but didn't see that person calling 911 while they was running away. The home is owned by a 91-year-old man who lived there since 1960 until moving out in July. His daughter flew in from California to see the house. It is unlivable now. And to see the signs, she said that they have had signs in their yard for a long time. But the daughter says that the vandals have always been targeting this home. Once they kicked in the screen, and another time it was hit by BB guns. So the awareness of is if you have a Black Lives Matter in your yard or signs, you may be a target of arson. So just be careful, is what they're saying.
Wow. Did you say that they said that the door was kicked in?
At a different time. The door was kicked in and the BB gun.
Oh, at a different time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So this house is targeted house. Yeah.
Right. Now, that's always been a concern of mine, even though I think it might be something deeper. Because there's a lot of Black Lives Matter signs out all over the Twin Cities. I can't say for sure, but I think this might have been the spot where it started. But there hasn't been, I haven't heard no really harassment. I mean, it has been a concern of mine ever since the Obama one, ever since Obama, with the things in the people's yard, so on and so forth. I always thought that was going to be an issue. I did have concerns when I used to see the Black Lives Matter signs in people's yards because I know how stupid some people can be at times. You know what I mean? I'm not going to say that I'm not surprised, but damn, they set the house on fire. I don't know if that's a racial statement, the burning house, or what, but wow, that's a little far now, especially to be on 6th Street.
Yes. And that's not the lighter side
of the neighborhood.
Right, but you're talking about Paul Wellstone's, and Black Lives Matter. So I guess they were saying, you know, it could be either or with them, because they're just talking about what's going on and how much mud is being thrown now, you know, within the campaign. And I always had, you know, thoughts of when I put something on my lawn, you know, is there going to be issues? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Because somebody may have problems with that person. Like Keith Ellison, you know, he's going through domestic violence. And, you know, what if someone is, you know, you got his on your yard and you're thinking, oh, you support a person who does domestic violence, where it's not even proven. So it's just the mudslinging and the unsafeness of so much now that you got to be careful and you got to think of your home, because people are crazy nowadays. They are not thinking of themselves. You know, they're thinking of themselves when they're saying, okay, this is justified because of, and that's just crazy to me.
Right. And if I'm not mistaken, from the stuff that I've seen, and the main reason why I like to stay connected to the story is because I went to school with him. We went to the same high school at the same time. So I always stay close and watching what he has going on. But it looks like it's starting to come out that there might have been a little bit of domestic violence over there, but it wasn't him. He was the victim.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, he had to go get a hotel to get away from the girlfriend, so on and so forth. So, I mean, like you said, the mud thing, and that's one thing that we should have talked about yesterday, about how bad of a politician, to me, this is how I see it, how bad of a politician are you that you can't just come mm-hmm. out and point out your views on your political platform, that you have to come out with a whole thing of slander promo? Is that how you're going to
mm-hmm.
do it? By putting doubt in the other one? I mean, keep it 100. Is that what it's about? You can't come out, because I haven't seen nobody, honestly, but I ain't going to lie, I ain't really look, but I see more of the slander stuff than I see anything about them saying, oh, this is what my points are. This is what I stand for. This is what I'm going to represent for you. I haven't seen that. Have you?
Well, I think they're doing it. It's almost like when we were talking about Wendy Williams and how she gives out mm-hmm. good stuff, you know, how she disses and then gives out good information. I think that's what they're doing now. They're giving out, they're dissing, but then they're giving out good information at the same time. You know what I'm saying? So you're asking yourself,
right.
Okay, you can't hear the message before, because it's at the end.
Right.
And they're
right.
Like, I approve of this message before they get to slamming each other. And you'd be like, did you just, okay, what did I hear? Did I hear anything? No? Okay. And to correct, it was Keith Ellison. They're saying it was his wife, you know, his ex-wife that, you know, was doing the domestic violence towards him. And she didn't want that to come out, so now she's supporting him more and more than anything than ever before, because I know they were going back and forth. And he
uh-huh.
said he was just not aware of her illness and how illness can affect you, and how
uh-huh.
you'd be like, oh, my goodness, okay, my wife is going through this or my husband is going through this. How can I be there for that person? So basically sickness and health, and understanding all of what goes in sickness and in health. You know what I mean? So that was how he rallied behind them opening up their records. But for what? It wasn't for it, you know. But they're trying to find anything
mm-hmm.
to throw Keith Ellison underneath the bus, and they can't find nothing. So now what do you do?
Right, because remember, before it used to hold be all his spiritual denomination, used to be his religious view, what religion he was on, that used to be their big thing. Oh, how can he be, and still represent? We need everybody up there representing everyone. Religion doesn't matter on the views of a man, to me. You know what I mean? I guess I can't say that all the way, because sometimes people, a lot of their views are spiritually based. But I don't think just because somebody is a different spirituality than me, or, you know, the world tries to make a certain spirituality a bad thing. You know, I'm not into that type of stuff, so I never really fed into all that. But yeah, they just trying to find something else. Before it was that, now it's this. What's it going to be next? He's too damn nice? He's too good at his job? No, they're going to say he's too light skin. That's what they're going to say. They're going to find some bullshit. My bad. We soaked into that one. All right, what else we got over here in the gossip lifestyle?
All right, so Mayweather and DJ Khaled sued over alleged cryptocurrency scam. So Floyd Mayweather and DJ Khaled, huh? Yes, okay. Mayweather and DJ Khaled sued over alleged cryptocurrency scam. Okay, let's go into it. So Floyd Mayweather and DJ Khaled have been hit with a lawsuit from people who claim the stars participated in an illegal cryptocurrency scam that screwed investors out of millions of real dollars. The coin at the center of the scandal is called Cinta Tech, and according to the class action lawsuit, Floyd and Khaled were influential celebrities endorsing who promoted the virtual currency on social media. In fact, social media posts from Floyd encouraged people to buy the coin, and he said he was so excited about it, you can call me Floyd Crypto Mayweather from now on. Khaled called the company that and its products a game changer. The problem, the Security and Exchange Commission says the company behind the coin was operating illegally, misleading investors, and claims several of the execs listed on the company website don't really exist. Cinta Tech raised $32 million in backing during the initial coin offering in 2017, thanks in part to the celebrity endorsements, the lawsuit claims. The founder of the company was arrested back in April and are facing several charges, including security fraud, wire fraud, and some conspiracy charges. In the suit, investors are going after the company founders and the celebrity endorsers for fraud, and they are seeking to get their millions of dollars back plus damages. One interesting note from the lawsuit, investors say the value of the coin has plummeted over the past year. It was worth roughly $1 per coin in February, and after the arrest in April, it dropped to less than 0.02 per coin, so 2 cents per coin.
Damn.
Be careful what you endorse, celebs, because they coming after you.
And honestly, it messes you all the way up. Because I'm trying to analyze this as we're going through this, because I'm like, okay, I remember, who was it? There was somebody else. I can't remember. It was a West Coast rapper. He invested in, like, some, I think, some cigarette papers. Another one put some money in a dispensary. These people got these celebrities to get behind it and start endorsing it. And then come to find out it's some shaky, shady shit from get-go. And how it really hurts the game is not only it hurts the people because it makes people leery about investing. That's one thing you don't want to do is make people who invest scared. but it's messing up the brand of hip-hop and, I guess, the boxing industry because now you don't know who to trust. I mean, I'll be honest, and I'll ask you, you be honest. I had thought about buying into some type of digital coin, whether it was Bitcoins, Red Coin, whatever. But I just really don't believe in those things that much. But because of Floyd would have came out and said, call me Floyd Crypto Mayweather, because DJ Khaled came out and said it was a game changer, I'm buying in. Because I think that if they did it, it's got to be real. You know what I mean? Like, they solidify everything. It was just the average Joe Schmo. If they just said, Pookie from down the block, call me Pookie Crypto down the block coin, I'm not buying. Fuck little Pookie. I don't trust him. Get in. He'd shut you on a dime bag. I'm just saying. But because those two endorsed it, I'm going. I mean, how do you feel about it? I mean, would that tip you to buy into something if they endorsed it?
You know, no, because if I looked at the Bitcoin, I think that was out, that was real popular, and I think it's still out. And I've seen some of my homies that I know who, like, really, like, invest in stuff, and they really look after different things, and they really get into it. I was like, oh, so if they in it, then it must be good. Then I read it for myself, and I didn't understand it. And I was like, okay, if I don't understand it, then I ain't doing it. I don't care who it is. It could have been Obama. It could have been Clinton. It could have been Floyd. It could have been anybody endorsing something. If I don't get it, if I don't understand it, I'm not doing it. Because coins have been around for so long, and I don't understand the currency coins. I understand, because to me it's loud. It's like loud money. And I'm like, okay, loud money ain't as good as silent money. So I'm like, okay, how is that equaling up that I can, my coins, my loud money is overriding my silent money? Yeah, that's not making sense to me. So to me, no. And I don't care who's endorsing something. If I don't see the benefit for me, if I don't see me getting any money, like if it's, because to me everything's a scam, you know, because there's been so many scams going on with pyramid scams and this scam and money coins and money laundering. I don't believe nobody with my money. I barely believe, you know, one in the bank. Better yet, you know what I'm saying? An investor that I gotta trust.
My boss really gonna send it to me.
Okay. Okay. I'll be like, y'all got my time in? You know what I'm saying? Do I need to change anything before I get all my money? So, no. I that's why I don't gamble. That's why I'm like, so you want me to put my coin in this machine and hope I'm gonna win? Yeah, no. I don't see it. So, and they keep telling me it's the thrill, it's the investment. Nah, yeah, I can't see me throwing money away and wishing and hoping that maybe it's going to come through. Yeah, no, I can't do the maybes. That's why, you know.
I don't thrill like that.
I don't thrill like that, you know. And that's just me. I ain't following it. But if you win, though, you know, if it works for you, yo, think about your sister. Break me out $25. You know, all I need is 25. All I need is 25, maybe 30. Yeah. You know, that's it. 1,000. If it works. You know, but if it don't, keep it over.
Well, I'll tell you what.
Because you're going to be borrowing.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what. Well, you'll be the smart one, because I would have spent my little $20 on digital coins. You did. I lost my little $20. Shit, I ain't like the rest of them spending $100, $200, $300. Fuck no. I would have spent my little $20, my little cheap-ass investment. I would have lost it and been like, okay, I'm cool with that. You did. My little losing $20. I started that. Nah, I'm good. I ain't buying like
you
that.
You good?
You did. I'm not built like
good.
That. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. So, all right. So what else we got over here in this entertainment news before we get close to the, as we get close to the end of the show?
All right. So Victor Cruz may put a ring on Karrueche Kep Claus sooner than we think. Karrueche Chang, you know, she was the former girlfriend of Chris Brizzy. So Victor Cruz and Karrueche are beautifully in love, and they're still going strong, so much as that wedding bells may be ringing in the near future for the adorable couple. Cruz gushed to U.S. Weekly about his bae, Kay, and how much they meant to each other. He says, she's very much the one for me. I love her very much. We're still growing and learning things about each other as we're going along. He said, the pair has been going hot and heavy for almost a year now, and judging by his recent comment and the relationship goals, social media moments, things won't be slowing down anytime soon. Pretty sure neither of their ex will like this.
See now. First of all, I wanted to say I love her name, Karrueche. Karrueche. Okay, Karrueche. It just sounds like beautiful coochie. Karrueche. I'm sorry. Anyways, now, this is one of those situations where I'd be like, bruh, didn't you watch, like, do you not look at, and that's one thing to ask people. I mean, when you have an interest, I mean, do you just dive right in? Or do you research? I mean, do you look back and check that person out? You feel you will even approach them and be like, I like you. It did, because if he would have watched, I'm not saying that it ain't going to work. I'm just saying, bruh, give it another year or two. Let it get boring, get into a fight, see if that spark is still there, then mash through that. But didn't you see what happened before? She was with Chris. Then she was with Quavo. That's why Quavo and Chris fell out. Do I need to keep going? I'm just going to stop. I'm not trying to rain on this parade. I'm not trying to throw no shade. But
I think you is. I think you is. Because look at Sierra and how she was with, what was his name? Who was she with?
Future.
What's his name?
Future.
Yeah. What she was with Future and how she was hood and how she just seemed ghetto with Future. You see what I'm saying? And then when she got with old boy, look at her demeanor. Her whole self has changed. She's a better woman. I think to me, and I don't care what, y'all may get mad at me, ladies, but a good man can bring out the best in a woman. I don't care. I don't care if y'all agree with me or not. A good man can bring out the best in a woman. So I think that the men that the women are now getting with are bringing out the best in the woman. So I think Victor Cruz is bringing out the best in Karrueche that Quavo couldn't and that Chris couldn't. Let's look at their record. Let's look at their history. They ain't brought out the best of nobody. They barely bringing the best out of their music. But I'm just saying. And they all probably, them two, Quavo and Chris, they still pining over that one, Rihanna. And Rihanna, she, I'm telling you now, ain't thinking about them because she done turned down the Super Bowl, the halftime Super Bowl. They offered it to her, and she turned it down. She said they could keep their little Super Bowl halftime show and give it to Maroon 5 or whomever else because she stands with Cap. A source tells U.S. Weekly that the league and the network were running, gunning for the songstress to bless the Mercedes-Benz Stadium during halftime, but as long as the NFL is treating its black players like they don't have the right to freely make a peaceful and powerful statement, she isn't for it. The NFL and CB really wanted Rihanna to be next year's performer in Atlanta. The insider reveals they offered it to her, but she kept her no. Because of the kneeling controversy, she doesn't agree with the NFL stance. Well, as you probably heard, Cardi B is in serious talks to take over a portion of the halftime performance, performing not only her Future with Maroon 5, but a few of her number one hits. Gotta applaud Ruby for stand up for what she believes in rather than chase a check. And y'all already know Cardi B is about chasing that check because she ain't standing for shit. She ain't stood for shit and she ain't going to start. So, Cardi B, go get your coins like we know you would, like a hood, like you is, and keep the class where it's at in the other women. I'm just saying, show your ass and why the other class sits down. I'm just saying. Chase a chick.
Well, first I want to say, Cardi, don't do it. Don't do it. Especially, you had such a great thing going with your brand. And all this other malice stuff that's going on right now, what you find with Nikki and all the other stuff, it's not good for your brand, mama. And everybody is standing down because of the cat thing. And for you to go up there and fulfill that slot, okay, like she said, if you want to get your bag, get your bag. But like they said with Rihanna, she may have lost an opportunity to gain a platform to promote her album, but she will become way more stronger now that she denied doing it of, you know, the political platform that it's, that's happening behind it. You don't want to step in there because now they're going to look at you like they look at the NFL. And something that's quiet as Cap, and I just want to say to the people out there that are standing with Cap, I salute you because they're not going to promote how you guys are winning right now. They're not going to show that. You see, they're already negotiating. They're talking about bringing Cap back because they see what has happened by what they've done. It's because us, the people, have said that's wrong and we will not participate in you doing wrong. No matter how much entertainment, we'll find something else to do. And now you're seeing the comeback from that. So, yeah, I y'all
I
know
agree.
How I feel about
but you know
leaving.
What kills me, though? You know what kills
What's
me?
That?
Is they always try to go to the weakest link of a black person to see who's going to fold instead of staying in solidarity with the movement. They always look for the one who they know is chasing a check. You know what I'm saying? They
yep.
going to see
yep.
who going to go. And if we just stand together, Cardi B, you know, I know you ain't heard of Monsters Radio, but girl, tune in. Listen, stand in solidarity with the rest of the black folks. You might be Puerto Rican or whatever. Stand in solidarity to what is right and for the injustice of what's going on. Don't be that one that falls in line with who they think is going to fold. I'm just saying, be that class, not
right.
that ass. That's
right.
what white people keep looking at us as, plain and simple. That's
right,
all
right,
who's
right.
Working, who's getting fat news that I got for today.
Okay. And yeah, yeah, you pretty much summed that up in there. Now, this would be one moment that, like you said, they look for the people that's chasing the check. This is that one moment. What I would have to say to artists, do not sell out. Hey, I know it's hard. It's easy for me to sit over here to stay in my poor, broke-ass little home, blah, blah, blah. I could use the money, and I wouldn't do it. But I'm just saying, this is one of those moments when we all say, don't sell out. Don't do it for the money. That's what we mean by that. Don't do it for the money. Don't hurt us just trying to catch some a couple thousand dollars. Da-da-da-da-da-da. You already got money, Cardi. Let's keep it 100. You got bread. You and your husband together, y'all got bread. You don't need that little bread. You'll get it another day. But, you know, that's just us on the low end. So, all right. So that's Friday Night Live for this edition. Let's see. Don't forget, next week we got Monstrous Monday, Takeover Tuesday, Wet Wednesday, Comic Cafe, and then we'll be right back here again Friday Night Live getting y'all ready for the next weekend. Let's see. So let's see. Is there anything you want to put out there? Any vibrations you want to spread or any event that's going on this weekend?
I do. I want to tell my ladies, dress classy tonight. It's a nice weather right before. It's that good fall weather. So throw on something really cute, classy, and flirty. Do that for the last of the niceness that's out there.
Okay. There it is for y'all ladies. Y'all heard what she said. Fellas, do what y'all do. And control your temper, bruh. Just try not to snap out on nobody. Try to give away at least 10 passes. You dig? Be like, that's one. That's one. I'm not going to go there. That's one. I mean, defend yourself, but just don't go there. You dig? Try not to go there, but that's one. That's two. You dig? And that's all. That's my thing. You dig? I already know you're going to wear something sharp, so just hold your composure and try not to get into no altercations this weekend. Every day, that's 10 passes. So that's our audition tonight. I ain't got nothing else to say. I could spend some more music, but shit, we just gonna get up out of here. I'm trying to go get me something to drink. I'm just saying, trying to get it this weekend. Trying to let go. Woo-tah. So, all right, you know how I do it. Don't drink and drive if you go out tonight. Not because I'm trying to be in your business. I need your ass for the ratings on Mondays. So, all right, y'all, we up out of here. I'm DJ E-Monster, that's Miss Unbelievable, and we out of here.
Good night. Thank you for listening. Peace.